some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.45 The Zone. It is 8:50. The Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, and Kevin Ingram. Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. We bring in from Titans Online, Jim Wyatt. We love visiting with Jimmy every week as Titans get ready to play the Chargers on Sunday. And of course, the big story, the reports that Ryan Tannehill will be the starter at quarterback this week. Jim, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're good. And as far as the quarterback situation and that decision, what do you feel like the determining factors are and have been for Mike Vrabel and the coaching staff this week?
Well, I mean, I think we saw it unfold in Denver. I just feel like it felt like a spark was needed and maybe weren't getting enough production and efficiency from the quarterback position. Again, it's not all on Marcus Mariota. I think we've all said that from the very beginning. You've got to protect him better. You've got to put him in a better position to be successful. But with that said, he's got to do a better job himself. And he even said after the game on Sunday that he missed some open targets. He didn't allow his guys to make plays. You know, we're sitting at 2-4, and this season still has 10 games left. And it's not easy when you make a decision like this. But I think the decision ultimately, and Mike Vrabel is going to discuss this here in a couple of hours, came down to needing a spark and needing to try to turn this thing around. You just can't wait any longer.
Another key part is getting the run game going. Derrick Henry's running hard, but not finding a whole lot of room with teams loading up to stop him. How do they improve there?
Well, the hope is you can complete more passes downfield that might keep teams from stacking the box and keeping him from running into a brick wall, as I heard Mark Howard say a little bit earlier. That's a lot of that's true because he hasn't had a lot of room to run, and I think a lot of it is because teams have not respected the downfield passing game. So if you can complete some more balls downfield, you open some things up, hopefully for the entire offense.
Jim Wyatt's our guest from Titans Online, Titans and Chargers on Sunday.
Jim, I guess moving to Tannehill, what makes you think that we'll get better results, Tannehill will be better than Marcus Mariota with the same players in the same coaching scheme?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to play, again, I think you're going to have to block better. You're going to have to protect him. You're going to have to put him in a better position to be successful. Because if not, you're going to see the same thing happen. You know, we saw Ryan Tannehill sacked 4 times in probably about 19 minutes on Sunday. Now, granted, that was a situation where the Broncos knew he was going to drop back and throw it, and they didn't fear the run, and you can come after a guy like that. But, you know, when you're a quarterback and you're faced with pressure on a lot of plays, and you're going to have trouble being successful. So he's going to be as successful as the players around him help him be successful. I will say this. I mean, this is not a situation where you're moving one guy aside and bringing somebody in that doesn't have experience is going to have to grow on the job. I mean, that's why John Robinson got Ryan Tannehill, is for a situation like this. He's played in a ton of games. He's had some success. You know, they've got to protect him, and I think he's certainly capable of providing a spark.
I'm sure you know that, you know, some of the players are a little disappointed. I'm sure that they let Marcus down. What do you think the feelings of the majority of the players about the change to Tannehill?
Well, I don't know one person that doesn't like Marcus Mariota.
Right.
I mean, and I think that includes everybody, the team, players, coaching staff, anybody that works in the building, anybody that's had any interaction with him, mm-hmm. likes him and respects him and thinks he's a great guy. And that's not going to change. With that said, you know, guys want to win. And you want to see, you know, guys excited, and you want to see guys having some energy. And I think the way you do that is by winning games. You know, if Ryan Tannehill steps in and team loses and there's not any more success, then it's going to be going down the same road. But if he produces and plays well and the team wins, people are going to be on board with Ryan Tannehill. I mean, it's a business. It's a business, and it's a results-driven league, and you got to take the emotions and you got to take the friendships out of it. I mean, people want to win. So if he performs well and the team wins, people are going to be on board.
Jimmy, you think we see Jeffrey Simmons this week?
I think there's a good chance. I mean, he has looked really good in practices. I really think it was a realistic conversation back at the end of August and the beginning of September about him potentially being on the 53-man roster and not on NFI to start, but just because I think they felt like they could get him in sooner. So the fact that he's now at week 7, has had more time to heal. He hasn't practiced since last football season when he was at Mississippi State, so you just don't know how some of that stuff's going to go. But he's looked good. I think he feels good. And I think, you know, it's going to be sooner rather than later. Whether it's Sunday or not, I guess it will depend on how things go over the next couple of days. But we're going to see him.
You think it's a legitimate concern about the pass rush? The D's playing well in a lot of ways, but in my mind, it's still not putting enough pressure on the quarterback. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and getting Cameron Wake back and getting Sharif Finch back and getting more guys in that rotation is going to help. But, you know, they need to be better up front, and the way you don't have to rely on blitzes and doing other things to get pressure. I mean, so getting healthy bodies back will help.
Did you take any satisfaction in seeing the Nationals go ahead and win the NL pennant last night?
No, because I think of with my Dodgers would have been the same thing. So it makes it even more painful, to be honest with you. So I don't know. Baseball season just kind of lost its luster for me.
Sorry, man. Hey, have a good day. Thanks, Jimmy. We always appreciate it.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, from Titans Online, the senior editor, Jim Wyatt, joining us here on the Wake Up Zone.